Marked for Death: The First War in the Air by James Hamilton Patterson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
James Hamilton Patterson is the author of the best-selling Empire of the Clouds, a classic account of the golden age of British aviation. He won a Whitbread Prize for his first novel, Gerontius. He lives in Austria. Every man who went aloft was marked for death, sooner or later, once his wheels had left the ground. Anthony Fokker. To Chris Royal, with grateful thanks. Author's note. There are several scholarly histories of the Royal Flying Corps and the First War in the Air, all of which treat the subject chronologically. I have chosen a less exhaustive approach by means of chapters dealing with aspects that particularly interest me, such as the medical issues of flying, how aircraft were chosen and behaved, and the relationship between the design of early aircraft and the tasks the military increasingly demanded of them. I hope, by this means, to give a vivid overall sense of the air war, together with its consequences for the aviation age that followed it. In each of the chapters, I've tried to preserve a rough sort of chronology. However, from time to time, readers may find it helpful to refer to the chronology on page 311 that puts some of the aviation milestones into a timeline of events on the wider battlefield in Europe and beyond. This book does not pretend to be any sort of comprehensive survey of the hundreds...